It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? With a bottle. I've been thinking about you since yesterday. We had such a good time together, didn't we? And today I just borrowed an extra bottle. Listen. I have a lot more in the kitchen that sound differently, but this doesn't have anything in it. And I'll just blow it and make a little music. Did you ever do that? Let's go see the other ones, all right? Lots of bottles in the kitchen. There are some, and here are some. And I need some fruit juice to fill into this one. We're going to make a musical instrument. Just with bottles. Now first I have to try these last two that I did. Put some fruit juice in here and then get the last note and then we'll be ready. Scientifically experimenting. Let's see. Too high. See, this one doesn't have any in it, and this one has a little bit, and this a little more, and on they go. Sort of like the pipes in an organ. Mm-hmm. There they go. Okay. Now remember that song, Tree, 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 that we sometimes sing together? Let's try playing that on here. Are you singing that part? We love you, yes we do, yes we do, we love you. And I'll play it, all right? Start at the real high note and do boom, 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 boom. Okay? Thank you. you can't do it right away. No, it's not the easiest thing in the world. I practiced a while before I came. Now I'd like you to see these very same notes on the piano. Mm-hmm. Ready? Into the other room for the piano. Now you don't play the piano with your mouth. What do you play the piano with? Your fingers. Okay, here are the same notes on the piano. But you don't have to play just one note because you have a lot of fingers. See, you just have one mouth, so you can play just one note on there, on the bottles. But lots of fingers, so lots of notes on the piano together. Let's ask Picture Picture what kind of instrument it likes the best, okay? Wonder what it'll say. Picture Picture on the wall, will you kindly show us all what kind of instrument you like the best? A tuba. Well, that's sort of an oompa-pa kind of an instrument, isn't it? But it can do a lot of things. One is coming now. You mean right now, here? Now. That must be a tuba at the door. Oh, hi, Mr. McDonald. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Glad to see you. Come in. Picture Picture said you were on your way. I'd like you to meet Mr. McDonald, who is a tuba player in our neighborhood. Won't you sit down? Oh, what a big instrument. I haven't been close to a tuba for a long time.
Well, I wanted you to see this instrument and hear me play a few numbers.
I'd like to hear them. How much does it weigh?
This instrument weighs about 25 pounds.
Boy, that's about as much as a two-year-old person weighs. Heavy instrument. And it has buttons that you press down.
And a mouthpiece.
A mouthpiece.
And a bell. Let me play a few notes.
Would you play? Boy, it can really go low, can't it? But it does a lot more than hum-pa-pa, doesn't it?
Well, the tuba has a rich, deep voice, and they're really fun to play.
Good. Would you tell me about how you make the sound?
Well, to play a tuba, first of all, we have to make a special kind of vibration with our lips. And then all we would do, call it a buzz.
A buzz. Hey, that's great. And then the vibration goes into that part.
Well, this is the mouthpiece. And it acts just like the funnel you use on your fruit juice.
I see.
The vibrations would go through it into the instrument, then the instrument would amplify or make larger the vibrations and give us our sound.
I see. Pop. Great, Pop goes the weasel. Well, now, I know that there's some very serious things that you play because you play with the symphony orchestra and the orchestra for the opera. What's one of your favorite things to play?
My favorite tuba solo is the tuba part from the Meistersinger Overture by Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a story about a very musical city. This city is so musical that when they have a song festival, the entire town would close down work and the shopkeepers would put on their very ceremonial, beautiful robes and have a parade to the concert hall where they would listen to the music.
Parade.
And they used the tuba to portray this type of atmosphere, the dignified, stately march that they used to go in the robes to the concert hall.
Oh, good. I'd like to hear it from the Meistersinger. Thank you.
Well, the tuba certainly can play a lot of beautiful sounds.
Well, I'm going to have to go to a rehearsal.
Oh, are you rehearsing that now?
I'm going to have to leave right now, and we are going to rehearse that. But
oh, good.
I hope I can come back sometime soon.
Oh, I wish you would, Mr. McDonald. Let's say thanks to Mr. McDonald, okay, for coming. Thank you, Mr. McDonald. We like learning about the tuba. Big thing. Bye-bye. Have a good rehearsal. Mr. McDonald and all those musicians spending all that time to give us a lot of pleasure. Yes, because they practice hard to play well. Yeah. So. Look at that trolley. Just about to look for you in the telescope, and you came in right away. How are you today? Good. We'd like to go to the neighborhood with you. We've been playing a tuba. Yeah. Would you take us in, please? To the neighborhood of make-believe. See what's going on in there today.
Charlie, have you heard the news? Well, it's great. You know, Digger DeGorum, the famous archaeologist, is coming to explore some parts of our neighborhood. Yes, well, she's the one who's always digging into things, you know. King Friday thought that maybe she could help find the red monster. No, nobody around here has seen any such thing. Hey, by the way, have you? Well, it's certainly going to be an exciting time having Digger DeGorum around here. Bye, Trolley. Boy, this is a special day. Today is a very special day. A very, very, very special day. A very, 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 very special day.
Why?
Why? Because Digger DeGorum, the famous archaeologist, is coming to our neighborhood to explore.
Digger DeGorum?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Today is a very special day. It is. A very, very, very special day.
Ray, Ray, Ray.
A very, 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 very,
very, very, very special day.
Oh, I remember her so well.
Oh, do you know her, Daniel?
Oh, the last time she came, she found a mound. It was called a tell.
A tell?
Yeah, and in that tell were plans for building a museum.
Plans for building a museum? You mean like our museum?
Well, it was, and so we just built the museum go-round.
Oh, has she seen it, I mean, since it's been finished?
Not since it's finished, no.
Oh, that's marvelous. She'll be surprised to see it.
You know, she usually goes all around the world digging in places with her patiche.
Her what?
Her patiche.
Her patiche?
Yes, it's a short-handled pick. Uh-huh. It's sort of handy for digging.
Oh, and she uses it for her work.
Yeah.
How do you say it again?
Patiche.
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 That's right.
Patiche.
Very good.
Oh, here she is now.
Very good.
I dig her to go.
But how did you know this was a patiche without even looking at it?
Why, Daniel told me, ma'am.
Sure, I remember you so well with your patiche.
And how is my favorite tame tiger?
Oh, I'm grand, Digger DeGorum. How are you?
I'm strapping.
Oh, that's grand. Miss, I'd like you to meet Mr. Negri.
Where is he?
No, I'm he, ma'am.
Of course.
Nice to know you.
Yes. And what do you do around here?
Well, I'm the handyman for King Friday. I do just about anything that has to be done.
He does.
And all his identity. Yes. And how is the Majesty?
Oh, well, he's as well as ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He's just a grand person.
I suppose I better go and check in with him. He likes that, you know.
Yes, I do know. Listen, I'd be glad to go and make an appointment for you if you'd want me to.
Oh, I'd be so glad if you would, dear. You know, that pineapple can always confuses me so.
Me too.
Will you do that for me?
I'd be happy to, and I'll be back in just a flash.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's a good idea to check in with the king right away.
It certainly is, Tiger.
Yes?
And it's so nice for me to be back here among old friends again.
Oh, I suppose you still dig a lot, don't you?
Oh, of course. I'll always be a digger.
Sure.
I am a digger. Oh, how I love to dig. I dig and dig and dig and dig. I dig just like a pig. For when you're a digger, the bigger that you get, the more you have to cover up, just so you don't get wet.
Of course.
Yes, I'm always a digger.
Oh, that must be great to be in a profession that you can just dig. I know a lot of children who love to dig.
Yes, children love digging. They love digging on the seashore, and they love digging in the sand, and they love digging in the soil.
Sure, and in the mud. And, you know, I know a lot of people who are grown-up children, and they have to cover themselves up a lot more because they're digging.
That's right. And the bigger they are, the more they have to cover up.
Right. Have you been all over the world since we saw you last?
Well, not quite, but I've been a good way over.
Good for
you. Good
way.
And I'm exploring tunnels now.
Oh, tunnels? Mm. Oh, we've got a couple tunnels where the trolley goes in and out.
Yes, I remember the trolley. I'm looking forward to seeing the trolley again going into its tunnel.
Oh, that's great. And let me see that patiche of yours again.
There it is.
You see? Oh, I always thought of that little thing.
With a sharp pointed end.
Yeah.
And a long sharp end.
Of course.
And yeah. You dig like this. And rake like this.
Oh, King Friday's going to be so glad to see you. I guess he sent for you, didn't he?
He sent for me, and Joe has gone to make an appointment for me.
Right. Oh, here he comes now. There comes Joe. Hi, did you get it?
Oh, yes, I sure did.
Good.
And they're all anxious to see you. In fact, your appointment is in 12 and one-half seconds.
Oh, well, that doesn't give us very much time, does it, Daniel?
No.
Well, I'll go off with Joe now. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
I'll see you later.
All right, we'll have more time to visit later.
Bye, Daniel.
So. Bye, Joe.
Here's our museum, girl.
This is the museum.
Completed? I understand you had a little part in the plans.
Oh, I certainly did. I found the plans for that museum.
See how nicely it works.
And it really goes round.
Yes, it sure does.
Well, isn't that beautiful?
You'll have to visit it later on.
Oh, I really must, and see all the artifacts I found. And now, this is where Mr. Owl lives.
Mr. X the Owl, and that's his home right there.
I'm looking forward to meeting him.
He's always still kicking.
And what about Henrietta?
Oh, she's a dear.
Still carrying on her school?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
She's doing very well. Cats.
And here, of course, is Cornelius's factory.
Corny's factory, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Still going full speed ahead?
Yeah, all the time.
Good.
He's a worker, that one.
Good, good. And I like workers.
And here we are at the castle.
Here we are at the castle.
Digger Digorum, I presume.
Correct as always, Your Majesty.
Salve Magistra.
Salve Rex. You never forget your Latin, do you?
How could one forget Latinum?
But what about your tunnels, Your Majesty?
I have summoned you, Digger Digorum, to explore our tunnels.
Something about a red monster.
There is some talk about such.
Yes.
Well, I shall need special equipment.
You will have whatever you need, Digorum. Simply ask Mr. Negri here. He is authorized to furnish you with all, I say, that is necessary.
Certainly, sir.
Good. Then I'll talk to you about equipment, Joe.
Fine.
Exactly. But first, let me ask you, do you still dig so much?
Oh, yes. I'm still a digger, Your Majesty.
Good.
I am a digger. Oh, how I love to dig. I dig and dig and dig and dig. I dig just like a pig.
Good.
For when you're a digger, the bigger that you get, the more you have to cover up, just so you don't get wet. Yes, I am a digger.
Good for you, Digger DeGorum. But I'd like you to get your insides a little wet in my tea room. I'd like you to come to tea.
In the tea room.
You have an excellent memory, Digger DeGorum.
Well, I like the letter T. Yes. You see, it looks like my pettish.
Oh, of course.
Yes, look at that.
Across the top and down the middle, like the letter T.
Right?
So it does. A superb idea. And now, after you talk about equipment, I shall see you in the tea room.
I'll be there, Your Majesty.
What would you need, Mr. Gorham?
We'll need sandbags.
Some sandbags?
Large and small.
Both sizes, right.
We'll need shovels.
Shovels.
Spades.
And spades, of course.
Oh, and beams.
Oh, beams?
Wooden beams.
What size? Large ones?
Well, various sizes.
Various sizes, all
yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
Beams.
And all then right. We'll need some picks.
Some picks,
yes.
Of course.
And we'll need wheelbarrows and things to carry all the dirt away.
Wheelbarrows, of course. All right, Mr. Gorham, I will have all this equipment for you just as soon as you're ready.
Good for you, Joe.
And enjoy your tea.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
Bye. Charlie? Well, Digger DeGorum arrived. You know, I was telling you about her, the famous archaeologist. She's here, and she's going to be doing some work. And I have a lot of equipment that I have to get ready for her. Do you know, Charlie, she carries a small little pick that you call a pétiche. That's what she does her work with, her pétiche. Well, bye, Charlie.
So Digger DeGorum is back in the neighborhood of make-believe with her pétiche. Can you say that word? Pétiche. Just a little kind of a rake. And she's going to the tea room with King Friday. There's a tea. We better go to the kitchen. Clean up our bottles. I'm going to try one more time with the bottles. Let's go down. Okay. Put the fruit juice back. Fun to pour, isn't it? Last one. There's our instrument. Do you keep your fruit juice in the refrigerator? Do you hear some music? Let's go out in the porch. I think maybe that might be the symphony rehearsing. Let's go see. I wonder if that's Mr. McDonald's playing. That could be the Meister singer. Let's listen and see. Boom, boom. That's it. Boom, 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 boom. Good. Right down the block. And to think, the symphony's that near, and we can hear it. Yep. Uh-oh. It's time for me to change and go. Oh, boy, do I like to be with you. We get to play instruments, listen to symphonies, all sorts of things. But we'll be together tomorrow, sure. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Oh, two, one, two, uh-oh, tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Mm-hmm. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and I like you very much. Guess what I forgot? My bottle. Stay right there. I'm going to get it and take it to my neighbor. Always take back what I borrow. Yes, sir. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.